Please pay homage to the Buddha by reciting Namo Dasa three times. Namo Dasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Today, one bhikkhu encouraged me to explain about Mahasatipatthana. What is Mahasatipatthana? Very long. But I can explain only in briefly.
今天有个比丘请求禅师解释大念处。那什么是大念处？这个是很长的，所以禅师现在只能够简短的解释。
The Buddha teaches Mahasatipatthana Sutta in many places, especially in Kuru country.Kamasadhamma Township. One day Buddha was dwelling in Kuru country, depending on as a arms round village, Kamasadhamma Township. Especially Buddha teach this Mahasatipatthana Sutta in the forest. Listeners are usually bhikkhus in Kuru country.Lay devotees, they have already experienced many meditation practices, especially many are familiar with Buddha's teaching, morality, concentration, and wisdom. Samatha meditation,Vipassana meditations. They are familiar with Buddha's teachings. Buddha explained such type of persons in brief way in some meditation practices because they had already understood.
佛陀在许多地方讲了这个大念处经，尤其是在咕噜国，咕噜国的噶玛山达玛城市。佛陀在那边讲这个大念处经。有一天，佛陀住在咕噜国的，咕噜国的喀玛萨达玛寺那边，在那边依靠那个城市作为托钵地方。然后佛陀他在那个森林里面讲这个大念处经。在那个时候，在那个地方的许多比丘跟居士们呢，他们都有禅修的体验。他们都很熟悉佛陀的教法，他们很熟悉这个戒定慧，也对这个止禅和观禅都很熟悉，因为他们对佛陀的教法已经很熟悉，所以佛陀对这些人只是简要的解释就够了，因为他们已经明白了。
Where is Guru country?Nowadays, New Delhi area is Kuru country. King Asoka, as a memory, he built one small pagoda on that place where the Buddha teaches Mahasatipatthana Sutta. However, this pagoda already disappeared. In that place, nowadays, one splendid Jain temple. Jain practitioners are occupying this place now.
Guru Guo 是在哪里呢？在 Guru Guo 就是现在的新德里那个地方。这个阿育王为了要纪念佛陀，在那个这个 Guru Guo 教导他念处经，所以阿育王在那边建了一个。佛塔，但是这个佛塔现在已经不存在了。现在在那个地方， 有的是一个 Jain 是另外一个外道的，他们的那个庙是盖得很豪华的庙啊，所以现在的那个地方是属于 Jain 的那个宗教的人。
If you want to practice Samatha as well as Vipassana meditation, you should memorize this Mahasri Brahma Sutta. You should try to understand the meaning of the Mahasri Brahma Sutta. And then only you will understand what is Samatha meditation, what is Vipassana meditation.Nowadays, there are different types of Vipassana meditations. At that time, you can compare Buddha, with Buddha's original teaching in nowadays Vipassana meditation practice. At that time, if you decide it is better, which way is true? Today, we will begin only the introduction. In the introduction, Buddha says, Eka yanoyam bhikkhu mego sadhana visodhiya Soka pridevana sad madhikamaya Dukha domana sana adhikamaya Nyayasa adhikamaya nibhanasa sichikriyaya Yadhi dan chattaro sadhipathana. Do you understand? Very good. If you understand, it will be very good. What is the meaning? Ega yanoyam bhikkhu mego. The only way bhikkhus is this path. There is no two way. There are no two ways. Only one way. For what? Saddhana visodhiya. For being's purification.For the purification of beings. Soka pridevanasa madhikamaya. For sorrow and lamentations overcoming. Dukha domanasana adhikamaya. For pain and displeasures disappearance. Nyayasa adhikamaya. For the true ways attainment. Nibbanasa sichikriyaya.For Nibbana's realization, Yadidhanjadaro Satipatthana, that is the four foundations of mindfulness. If you want to realize Nibbana, for realization of Nibbana, how many ways are there? Only one way, not two ways. This one way you should try to understand clearly.
如果我们想要修行止禅和观禅，我们应该背起来这个大念处经，然后尝试去了解这个大念处经的含义。在那个时候我们就会明白什么是止禅，什么是观禅。现在呢，有许多种的有许多种的观禅教法在那个时候，当我们能够真正了解大念处经的时候呢，那个时候我们才来比较佛陀原本的教法和现在各种的观禅教法那是会比较，在那个时候我们才来比较，才来决定那是比较好的，那个时候我们才比较能够知道哪一个是真的。那么今天呢，禅师会开始讲这个大念处经的那个总说，就是前面的那个部分然后禅师念的那个巴利经文，然后问我们是否明白，然后如果我们明白那就会很好。那个巴利经文里面是大概是这样的意思佛陀跟那个诸比丘们说，这是唯一的道路然后禅师又讲说，这个不是只有一条的道路，没有两条道路，只有一条道路。然后这条道路呢，是为了什么的？为了众生能够得到净化，为了能够克服 作卡布列德瓦忧悲愁悲愁根悲，为了能够克服愁根悲，为了 能够去除让这个痛苦跟这个苦恼消失啊，痛苦跟苦恼消失，然后这个呢是这是真正真正的道路，是能够导向证悟的道路，能够让我们证悟涅槃的道路啊。那么这是什么呢？那就是四念处。所以如果我们想要证悟涅槃，那么禅师说证悟涅槃的道路有多少个呢？只有一个而已，并没有两个，并没有两条道路。所以我们应该试着去了解这条道路啊是怎么样的啊，要很清楚的了解这条道路。
So if you want to realize Nibbana, then you must practice four foundations of mindfulness, Chattara Satipatthana. What are four?อิดาภิกขุภิกขุกายกายานุปัสสิวิหารติอัตตปิสัมปัจจโนสติมาวินิยโลกะอภิชาโทมนัสสังวิรณาสุวิรณานุปัสสิวิหารติอัตตปิสัมปัจจโนสติมาวินิยโลกะอภิชาโทมนัสสังจิตเตจิตตานุปัสสิวิหารติอัตตปิสัมปัจจโนสติมาวินิยโลกะอภิชาโทมนัสสังธรรมเสธรรมานุปัสสิวิหารติอัตตปิสัมปัจจานสติมาวินิยโลกะอภิชฌาโทมนัสสังโอเค you should try to understand what is the meaning here bhikkhus a bhikkhu advice contemplating the body and the body are they discerning mindful having removed covetousnessAnd displeasure for the world. He advised contemplating feelings and feelings. Adi, discerning, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure for the world. He advised contemplating consciousness and consciousness. Adi, discerning, mindful, having removed covetousnessAnd displeasure for the world. He advised contemplating dhammas and dhammas. Adi, discerning, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure for the world. This is fourth satipatthana. When Buddha teaches this four types of satipatthana,Many bhikkhus who are listening to this Dhamma talk, they understand well. Many Kuru country people also, they understand well. But nowadays, understanding will be different.
所以如果我们想要证悟涅槃的话，我们必须修行四念处。这四念处是什么呢？这四念处在经文里面佛陀这么说，在此比丘去除了对世间的贪欲与忧恼过后，他安住于观照身为身。他去除了对世间的贪欲和忧恼过后，他热忱正念正直的安住于观照受为受。在去除了对世间的贪欲和忧恼过后，他热忱正知正念的安住于观照身观照心为心，在去除了对世间的贪欲和忧恼过后，他热忱正知正念的安住于观照法为法，这就是四念处。当佛陀教导四念处的时候，许多听佛陀开示的比丘和咕噜的居民呢，都能够明白佛陀讲的是什么。但是现在呢，真正的人在看到、听到这部经的时候，他们的理解是不一样的。
But I want to explain what is satipatthana. Sati plus patthana upatthana. They translate sati as mindfulness. What is paddhana or upaddhana? Upaddhana means the object where mindfulness is established. So sati paddhana means the object where mindfulness sati established, especially the object of sati mindfulness only. What are the objects of mindfulness? Buddha teaches four sessions. Kaya, Vedana, Chitta, Dhamma. What is Kaya? They translate Kaya as body. This is problem. This translation is many misunderstandings. According to Brihadaranyaka Magga, Venerable Sariputta explains this Kaya as Nama Gaya, Rupa Gaya. Rupa Gaya means the body of materiality. Nama Gaya means the body of mentality. The body of mentality and materiality are called Gaya. Vena is feeling, Chitta is consciousness. Dhamma is different types of dhammas, including mentality and materiality. Five hindrances, seven bhujangas, seven enlightenment bhaktas, five aggregates, 12 ayarana, 12 bases, four noble truths, etc. So they are called dhamma objects. So if you want to practice satipatthana meditation, you must understand what is ultimate materiality, what is ultimate mentality, what is feeling, what is consciousness, what are dhamma objects. If you understand the exact meaning at the time only, you will understand what is the satipatthana. So this kaya, varana, citta, dhamma, these four types of dhammas are called the object of sati mindfulness. The object of sati mindfulness are called sati paddhana, sati paddhana.
在此首先禅师先解释什么是念处。念处这个巴利文 sati paddhana 是由两个字 组成的，就是 sati 跟 upaddhana。 sati 就是正念， upaddhana 呢Upadana 它的意思是让我们建立起正念的目标的地方。所以 Satipadana 呢就是让我们能够建立起正念的目标，就是那个地方，就是指正念的目标。那正念的目标是什么呢？佛陀在教这个正念的目标，就念处的时候呢，分这四个部分，就是身念处、受念处、心念处和法念处。然后在这里讲第一个呢，身，什么是身？这个他们把它翻译成为，在英文呢翻译成为 body， 我们中文就是翻译成身。这个呢有一点问题，就是因为一般上人家以为那个身，这个 body 呢是指我们的身体，但是加差一点，就是这个 body 它有一个意思，就是在英文里面它有一个意思是一组，好像讲说一组，在英文里面是有这样的一个意思，就是一组，不是有时候不是指身体。然后禅师说这个身呢有很多的很多的那个意思，然后在这个无碍解道里面有解释这个什么是身。这个身呢就是名身和色身，那个色法呢就是色身，然后一切的名法呢就是名身。所以在这里讲的身其实是讲这个名色法。 然后 Veda 第一个是 Kaya， Kaya 就是名色法，就是名声和色声。然后第二个念处是 Vedana， 是感受。第三个念处是 Citta， Citta 就是心啊，心事。然后最后一个念处是 Dhamma， Dhamma 就是法。这个法呢，包括种种的现象，就比如讲其实是包括所有的比如讲说有五蕴，不是五五蕴呢，包括那个五盖啊、七觉知、十二处、四圣地等等。所以，如果我们想要修行这个念处禅的话，我们必须明白究竟名色法我们必须要能够明白受心和法。如果我们能够明白身受心法真正的含义的话，我们才能够明白什么是念处。所以这个身受心法就是也可以称为就是这个正念的目标对，正念的目标就是念处。
How many sleep jhanas are there? Four. You should remember again. Kaya, Vedana, Citta, Dhamma. While expounding Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana, Buddha teaches Samatha and Vipassana both together. While teaching Vipassana, other than Buddha emphasizes materiality. However, materiality alone is not enough for realization of Four Noble Truths. Because of this reason, a meditator, after discerning materiality, he must also discern ultimate mentality. After discerning ultimate materiality and mentality, he must continue to discern dependent origination. After discerning dependent origination, at that time only he can practice vipassana systematically. This is kaya nupassana satipatthana.
一共有多少个念处？有四个。禅说我们必须再次把这个四个念处记起来，那就是身念处、受念处、心念处和法念处。当佛陀在教导身念处的时候，佛陀一起教导止禅和观禅。在教导观禅的时候，佛陀注重于教导色法，但是只是观照色法并不足够让我们去证悟四圣谛，所以在观照色法过后呢，禅修者必须再观照究竟明法，然后在观照究竟明色法过后呢，禅修者必须继续观照缘起，在观照缘起过后呢，那禅修者才能够很有系统的修行观禅，这就是身念处。
Number two session is Vedana Nupassana. According to commentary's explanation, if a meditator wants to practice Vedana Nupassana, contemplation of feeling, first he must already discern ultimate materiality. He must already practice Rupa Kamadhana materiality meditation.After discerning ultimate materiality, he can continue to discern feelings. According to Buddha's teaching, feeling never arises alone. Feeling always arises with associated mental formations. Because of this reason, when feeling is predominant mental factor, a meditator can discern feeling, butFeeling never arises alone. Because of this reason, after discerning feeling, he must also discern the associated mental formations with feeling. These feelings associated mental formations are called mentality. Before practicing Virana Nupassana, he already practiced Rupa Kamathana, Rupa Meditation. Because of this reason, when he practiced Virana Nupassana successfully, at that time he had already discerned ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, emphasizing Virana feeling. After that, he must continue to discern dependent origination. Then he can contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, anatta. This is called vipassana.
第二个部分是受念处，根据注释的解说呢，如果人们想要修行受念处的话，他首先必须已经观照了究竟的设法，也就是说他已经修了摄念处，在观照了究竟设法过后，他就可以继续下去去观照这个受。根据佛陀的教法，受呢它不会单独的升起，感受呢一定会和它相应的明法一起升起，所以在那个时候受呢是比较明显的，所以禅修者可以修这个受念处，观照这个受，但是它并不只是观照受而已，只是受最明显啊。然后他在观照受的时候呢，他也观照跟这个受一起升起的其他的明法，就是跟他的相应明法。所以在这样的观照受和他相应的明法，他是这样观照，然后这个受和他的相应明法就称为明法，整体就叫做明法。在修行观禅之前呢，也就是说这个禅修者在修行观禅之前呢，他已经修了这个摄业处，就是说他已经观照了究竟摄法。然后接下来他要修这个观禅呢，他才能够成功。所以他必须已经修了这个观照了这个究竟摄法，已经观照了究竟明法，然后在那个时候他修这个受念处的时候呢，他只是着重于观照这个感受，但是连其他的相应明法他也都看到。那么在这样过后呢，他可以进一步的修行缘起，观照缘起，然后就修完缘起过后，他才观这些这些名色法跟那缘起法呢，都是无常苦无我的这个就是观禅的修行。
Number three session is Chaitanya Nupassana, contemplation of mind. According to commentary's explanation, if a meditator wants to practice Chaitanya Nupassana, contemplation of Chaitanya mind, consciousness, first he must already discern ultimate materiality. He must already practice Rupa Kamathana, materiality meditation practice. After that only he can practice Chaitanya Nupassana, contemplation of mind as mind, or contemplation of consciousness and consciousness. According to Buddha's teaching, consciousness never arises without Chetasika mental fetters or associated mental formations. Chaita and Chetasika, consciousness and mental factors, they always rise together simultaneously within one mind moment. Without consciousness, mental fetters alone cannot rise. Without mental fetters, Chaita, consciousness alone cannot rise. They always arise with associated mental formations. While they are arising in each mind moment, the associated mental factors are not same always. Now you are listening Dhamma talk. While listening the Dhamma talk, there is endocognitive process. Endocognitive process. Do you want to know what are endocognitive process? I will recite. Pincha dhara vajana, sodha vinyana, sambadechana, sandirana, vathapana, seven jhavanas, two dhararamanas, then bhuanya many bhuangas. After that, manodhara vajana, seven jhavanas, and two dhararamanas, maybe. Dhararamanas are not sure. This is Chaitya Vidhi cognitive process. What is the meaning? Pincha Dora Vajana means Phaido Advanting Consciousness. That consciousness advert the object into the mind. But this Iyado cognitive process arises depending on their own respective basis. This Phaido Advanting Consciousness arises depending on your heart base. After the ear consciousness arises, Sodha Vinyana. That ear consciousness arises depending on your ear base. After ear consciousness, then there arises receiving consciousness, Samparichana Chaitya. That Samparichana Chaitya also arises depending on your heart base. After that, there arises Sandirana Chaitya, investigating consciousness. After investigating consciousness, there is arise Vathapana consciousness, decision consciousness. After decision consciousness, there arise seven jhavanas, impressions, jhavana mind moments. After seven jhavana mind moments, there may be two registering mind moments, dhararamana. This is Iyado cognitive process. When listening to Dhamma talk, this Iyado cognitive process arises. However, this Iyado cognitive process only understands sound. What is the meaning of sound? Oh, Sarah is teaching Dhamma talk. What is the meaning? If you want to understand the meaning of this Dhamma talk, Iyado cognitive alone not enough. After Iyado cognitive process, there must arise many mind cognitive process between bhungas. What are mind cognitive process? Number one, mind advancing consciousness. Then seven jhavanas, seven impressions. Then there may be two registering mind moments. These jhavanas are very important. They understand the meaning. What Sierra is teaching, how they understand? This is very, very, very wonderful teaching. In that jhavana mind moment, there are 34 mental formations. They have different powers. Number one, phasa contact. That phasa contact is jhvana. Jhvana of the sound object in your consciousness. When the phasa contact this object, at that time, feeling appear, vedana. That feeling, if you like my Dhamma talk, there may be happy feeling. If you don't like, there may be unhappy feeling. Is it true? there may be feeling. Then after that, there may be Sanya perception. That perception is in the cognitive process. They are also in every mind moment there is perception, but they do not understand clearly. Mind cognitive process perception, they understand clearly. They perceive, oh, what is the, what he is telling. He is telling sati, he is telling mindfulness, etc. What is the meaning of mindfulness? What is sati? They perceive. That perception arises. Then, there may be chetana volition. That volition is especially called, in Swan Sutta's Buddha says, kama as kama. This is action. Wholesome action. Now look, you are listening the Dhamma talk. This is wholesome action. Then there is ekagata, one-pointedness. That ekag, because of this ekagata, you understand the meaning of the Dhamma. But if you have no ekagata, your mind is wandering to your home, to your family, then there is no ekagata. At that time, you will not understand what Siyaro is talking. You will not understand. Because mind is restless. No ekagata. So that ekagata is also important. Then, after that, there must be ekagata is called one-pointedness. Then there must be jivita, like frugality. This is mental formations like frugality only. Then there is manasikara, attention. You must pay attention to your meditation and to your object. For example, now I am trying tomato. You must pay attention to your tomato. If you do not pay attention to my tomato, then you will not understand the meaning. So this is the attention also necessary attention. So all together there are seven mental formations. They are universal called. Then there are also many mental formations such as tranquility of mind, tranquility of mental body, etc. They are also important. So there are 34 mental formations from listening to Mato. If you understand the meaning there, these 34 mental formations are very important. Because of this reason, if you want to discern citta nupasana, citta alone not enough. You must also discern associated mental formations. What are these associated mental formations? First, you must learn by heart. Secondly, you must try to understand the meaning. Then, after that only you can directly can discern. But when discerning these mental formations, number one, you must have already descent ultimate materiality. What is the reason? Why do advanced consciousness arise depending on your heart base? If you cannot descend your heart base, you cannot see this why do advanced consciousness which arise together with associated mental formations. There are 11 mental formations. Sorry. Translator will be
在第三个部分，佛陀教导心念处。根据注释的解释，如果禅修者想要修行心念处的话，他必须已经观照了究竟的设法，究竟设法。也就是说，他必须已经修行了色念处。然后过后呢，他才能够修行这个心念处，他才能够这样的观照心为心。根据佛陀的教法，这个心呢，它是不能够单独升起的，它必须跟相应的心所一起升起。心和心所呢，一直都是一起的升起，他们在一个心识刹那里面呢，他们都是每一个心识刹那里面呢，心跟心所呢都是一起的升起。如果没有心所的话，心呢就不能够升起。反之呢， 没有心的话，心所也不能够升起。所以他们呢，每永远呢，他都是跟这个相应的明法一起升起。所以当这个心升起的时候你看在每一个心识刹那里面都有一个心升起，但是在不同的心识刹那里面呢，他所跟他一起升起的心所是不一样的。比如讲说现在我们在听禅师开示，那在这样听的时候呢，有一个心路过程会升起的，就是耳门的心路过程。那禅师问我们说，我们知道什么是耳门心路过程吗？然后禅师说他会讲耳门心路过程是怎么样的。在耳门心路过程里面，第一个升起的心是五门转向心，接下来升起的是耳识，接下来升起的是领受心，然后接下来升起的是推度心，再接下来升起的是确定心，然后接下来升起的是七个塑形心，然后再接下来升起的是两个毗所缘，然后过后呢会有许多的有分心升起，然后接下来就会升起一门心路过程。在一门心路过程里面呢第一个是一门转向心，接下来会升起两个七个塑形心，然后接下来有时候会升起有时候不会升起的是两个毗所缘。在这个五门转向心是把这个目标引导去这个我们的一门那边，然后这个耳门心路过程呢，它会升起呢，它是依靠耳门心路过程里面有它有很多不同的心嘛，那么它每一个不同的心呢，它是依靠各自的依处而升起的。比如讲说第一个心，那个是五门转向心，它是依靠心所依处而升起的。然后接下来升起的是耳识，耳识呢是依靠耳处而升起的。然后接下来升起的领受心领受心呢也是依靠心所依处色而升起的。接下来升起的推度心也是依靠心所依处而升起的。然后接下来领受心过后升起的是确定心，然后确定心过后呢升起的是七个塑形心，在七个塑形心过后呢可能会升起两个毗所缘。对，这个呢就是这个就是耳门心路过程。当我们在听开示的时候这个耳门心路过程就会升起。但是这个耳门心路过程它只是知道声音为声音而已，它不能够知道那个声音所讲的是什么含义。他不能够知道，比如讲我们不能这个耳门心路过程呢不能够知道禅师给的开示的含义是什么。所以如果只有耳门心路过程的话，那是不够的，不能够让我们不足够以让我们能够了解那个声音的含义。所以在这个耳门心路过程过后会有很多个那个在那个有分心之间呢会有许多的一门心路过程升起。在每一个一门心路过程里面呢，第一个升起的是一门转向心，然后接下来升起七个塑形心，然后过后呢可能会升起也可能不会升起的是两个毗所缘。这些塑形心，这个一门心路过程里面的塑形心是非常重要的，因为是这些塑形心才能够了解开示的含义。所以在这边呢我们要能够了解什么是塑形心是很重要的，因为塑形心呢它有在一个塑形心里面呢 一般上会有34个明法，然后每一个明法呢，它都有不同的功能。比如讲说，其中一个明法是触，就是接触。这个接触是让这个声音跟这个心事接触，然后这样接触过后就会有这个另一个明法，就是感受会升起。然后如果我们会喜欢禅师的开示的话，那么我们可能就会有，我们就会有乐受；如果我们不喜欢的话，我们就会有那个苦受啊。然后除了这个触和受之外，还有这个想。虽然在每一个在耳门心路过程里面，每一个心思刹那都有想，但是这些想呢，它并不能够了解，并不了解这个声音的含义，就是开示的含义。然后在这个耳门心路过程过后，升起的那个意门心路过程，这个想呢，它才能够了解这个声音，或者就是那个开示的含义。然后除了触受想之外呢，还有思就是好像意念这样，意念就是佛陀讲的这个思，就是让我们造业的心所。那比如讲说，我们现在在听闻佛法开示呢，这个思就是造善业的思。然后触受想思过后还有一个就是一境性，就是因为有一境性，我们才能够了，才能够明白开示的含义。因为如果我们没有，比如讲，如果我们没有一境性的话，我们的心跑回家里去了，我们就不能够明白禅师的开示。所以这个一境性呢，也是很重要的。然后接下来还有一个就是命根，这个命根是指明法的命根。然后还有一个就是作意，就是呢我们注意这个目标。比如讲现在在听闻开示的时候呢，我们必须要注意这个开示，如果我们没有注意的话呢，我们就不能够明白这个开示的开示是讲什么。所以这个作意呢也是需要的。然后现在讲到了七个，就是触受想思一境性命根和作意，这七个呢是称为遍一切心心所。除了这七个心所之外，还有其他的种种的心所，比如讲这个心清安、身清安，这些呢也是很重要的心所。所以一共呢在我们听闻开示的时候呢，一般上一共会有34种的明法升起在那个塑形心里面。所以那个时候，如果我们要修这个心念处的话呢，我们只是关照心，我们只是关照心呢是不足够的。除了关照心之外呢，我们也要关照跟它相应升起的心所，就是其他的明法。所以为了要关照这心和它相应而升起的明法，所以我们就要了解他们所有的明法。所以我们必须要背起来到底每一个明法到底是指什么，然后过后呢我们才能够去观，这样的观照这个心跟所有的明法，跟它相应升起的明法。但是在我们要这样观的话呢，我们之前呢应该已经修完了这个色业处为什么呢？因为别讲说这个五门转向心，它是依靠心所一处色而升起的。如果我们不能够观到这个心所一处色的话，那么我们也就不能够观到依靠它而升起的五门转向心，也不能够观照在五门转向心里面呢有是有哪十一种的明法。
Very low. In this case, I want to emphasize two points. One point is consciousness usually arises as a cognitive process. But there are two types of consciousness. One is Bhūmika outside cognitive process. Now I'm trying to tell you discerning knowledge. Among the deeper mental formations, there is wisdom faculty. That wisdom faculty they translate as discerning or knowledge, etc. That discerning knowledge understands these dhammas clearly. However, this discerning knowledge never arises alone. It always arises with associated mental formations as well as according to cognitive process. Among cognitive process, now when listening my Dhamma talk, I had already told, I do cognitive process as well as my do cognitive process. If there is one ear do cognitive process, my do cognitive process can arise many times between bhūmikās. This my do cognitive process understands the meaning of Dhamma talk. But if you want to discern this ear-do cognitive process as well as mind-do cognitive process. Number one, you must already discern both those mind-do and ear-do. Ear-do means ear transparency. Mind-do here especially means bring up mind-do. Luminous bring up mind state in your heart base, depending on your heart base. Which arise depending on your heart base. So these two doors, Indo and Mindo, you must discern. Then you should listen the sound. Mind Mato sound. When sound impinge both doors simultaneously, at that time only Iado cognitive process and Mindo cognitive process between fingers, they will arise many times. At that time only you can discern this Chaita Nupasana. While practicing Chaita Nupasana, if you discern these both doors, you must discern the Chaita consciousness according to cognitive process. Number one, I had been told, Paido Advanding consciousness, which arises depending on your heart base. Ear consciousness, which arises depending on your ear door. But they never arise alone. They always arise with associated mental formations. Phaido Advanding consciousness arises together with 10 mental phaddhas, associated mental phaddhas, or together in Phaido Advanding mind movement, there are 11 mental formations. In Iya consciousness mind movement, there are all together with consciousness, all together there are 8 mental formations. The receiving mind moment, that receiving mind moment arises depending on your heart base. In the receiving mind moment, there are 11 mental formations. After that, there is investigating mind moment. That investigating mind consciousness arises depending on your heart base together with mental formations. All together, there are 11 mental formations. Then there may arise investigating consciousness, Sandirana. That investigating consciousness arises all together. There are 12 or maybe 11 mental formations, which arise also depending on your heart base. In the same way, after that, Sarah is talking such and such dhamma, etc., such type of decision. But in Iyado cognitive process, decision is not exact. After mindo cognitive process, there is decision is very exact. So that decision consciousness always arises together with associated mental formations. There are also 12 mental formations. They arise depending on your heart base. After that, 7 impulsion mind moments. When listening to mind, if you feel happiness, there may be 34. If you don't like my tomato, there may be unwholesome, maybe 20, etc., or 80, etc. So these mental formations may arise. Together, if There are the developmental formations, wholesome jhanas. There may be wisdom faculty, but very weak. That wisdom faculty cannot distinguish the meaning. However, they are foundation for the arising of mind-cognitive process. Which mind-cognitive? That mind-cognitive process understands the dhammas actually according to their own situation, as they really are. So this mind-cognitive process arises. All these seven impulsions, as well as two registrar with mind moments, and then mind-cognitive process, they always arise depending on your heart feels. But each mind moment, very, very quickly they arise. If you cannot wait and see in their mind, you cannot understand this mind-cognitive process. So, if you want to practice citta nupassana, then number one, you must already discern different types of those indo mind, or iado mind, or nose do mind, mind, or tongue do mind, body do mind, or mind alone. After that, you must discern object, maybe object sound, or color, or sound, or smell, or taste, or tangible object or dhamma object. At that time only, when the object appears in your both thoughts or mind, at that time only you can discern these mental formations together with consciousness chaitya. This is procedure. If you want to practice chaitya nupassana, you must follow this procedure. If you do not follow this procedure, you will not understand mental formations exactly as they actually, as they really are. If you want to understand these mental formations as they really are, you must try to follow this procedure. But there is another important thing. This is samadhi. You should have enough concentration. If you want to discern ultimate materiality as well as ultimate mentality according to cognitive process, without concentrated mind, you cannot discern these mental formations. You should have enough concentration. This is very important.
关于这一点呢，有禅师说他要强调的有两个部分是很重要的，有两点是很重要的。第一个呢是这个心呢，它是以心路过程的方式升起的。然后心呢有两种的心，一个呢是离心路，离路心，就是那个有分心，它是在有心路过程之间的升起的。然后，禅师刚才有讲到那个，在这里禅师要讲到一种，就是那个观照的那个智慧。这种观照的智慧呢，它是在这个心所里面呢，它属于慧根。这个慧根呢，它能够很清楚的明白那个它所观的目标是什么。但是这个慧根呢，它并不能够单独的升起，它升起它是和相应的明法在这个心路过程里面升起。所以比如讲说刚才禅师已经有讲了，就是那个耳门心路过程和接下来升起的个意门心路过程，这个心路过程在这个有分心之间呢，会有许多这个意门心路过程升起是这个意门心路过程了解开示的内容是什么。所以如果我们想要观照这个耳门心路过程和意门心路过程的话，首先我们必须已经能够观照两个门，一个就是意门，另一个是耳门。耳门呢就是耳净色，意门呢就是这个有分心，是那个明亮的有分心，它是依靠心所一处色而升起的。所以我们必须要已经观照了这两个门，就是耳门跟意门，然后过后在我们再去观那个声音。当这个声音同时的撞击这两个门的时候呢， 就会升起这个耳门心入过程，然后接下来升起许多个意门的心入过程，然后在那个时候呢，我们才能够修这个心念处。而且在我们修心念处的时候，我们是必须要依照这个心入过程的升起的那个次序来观照。比如讲说这个五门的心，五门转向心，它是依靠心所一处色而升起的，然后这个耳识呢，是依靠耳门，就是耳净色而升起的。这个耳识呢，它不能够单独的升起，它必须跟相应的明法一起升起。所以这个五门转向心呢，它是跟十种的相应明法一起升起，所以总共在这个五门转向心这个心识刹那里面呢，总共有十一种的明法。在耳识这个心识刹那里面呢，一共有八个明法。然后接下来的领受心这个心识刹那呢，这个领受心它也是依靠这个心所一处色而升起的，在那个心识刹那里面总共有十一种的明法。然后接下来升起的是推度心，它也是依靠心所一处色而升起的，在那个心识刹那里面呢，总共会有十一种或者十二种的明法。然后接下来的是那个推度那个确定心，这个确定心是我们能够确定这个开示是怎么样的。但是在这个耳门心路过程里面的确定心呢，它那个确定力量呢并不是很准确的，只有在这个接下来升起的一门心路过程心路过程一门心力过程里面的确定心呢，才能够很准确的确定开示的含义。那在确定心里面呢，一共有十二种明法一起升起，他们也是依靠心所一处色而升起的。然后后来升起的是七个塑形心。然后如果我们对于这个开示感到开心的话，在塑形心的心识刹那里面呢，会升起34个明法。但是如果我们不喜欢的话呢，那么就可能会就会有不善心升起，那么可能升起的是20种明法或者是18种明法。所以如果我们喜欢的话呢，在塑形心里面呢，总共会升起34种明法，他们一起升起。在这34种明法里面呢，其中一个就是慧根。但是在耳门心路过程里面的慧根是很弱的，它并不能够真正的了解它的目标的含义。但是它作为一个基础，作为接下来一门心路过程升起的那个塑形心的基础，在一门心路过程的时候升起的那个塑形心呢，它的慧根比较强，他才能够根据情况去了解他的目标是什么。这个七个塑形心跟两个毗所缘，接下来有两个毗所缘，然后在接下来后来升起的所一门心路过程，这一切呢都一致，都是依靠心所一处色而升起的。然后这些明法他们升起生灭生灭是非常迅速的，如果我们不能够看到他们的话，我们就不能够了解这些明法是什么。所以如果我们想要修行心念处的话，首先我们必须要能够观照不同的门比如讲说我们要观到耳门眼门、耳门、舌门、心门身门等等。然后我们也要能够除了能够观到那个门，我们也要能够观到他们的目标，比如讲说色声香味触这些。所以就在当这个比如讲当这个那个耳门心入过程的那个声音呢，它出现在耳门的时候呢，耳门心入过程才会升起。然后如果想说是眼门心入过程，那要颜色
颜色出现这个眼门的时候呢，眼门心路过程才升起，然后接下来会升起许多的这个意门心路过程这样的时候呢，我们看到观的两个门，然后再看看那个目标，目标出现这个两个门，然后过后升起那个相关的门跟意门心路过程的时候呢，我们才能够观这些心路过程。所以如果我们想要修行心念处的话，我们必须要跟着这个次序来修行，就是说他那个什么门的心路过程，比如说耳门心路过程升起过后，然后有分心，然后接下来有一门心路过程这样升起，然后每一个心是差在一个心路过程里面升起的是什么什么心，它那个次序，比如说五门转向心耳识等等这样。所以如果我们不能够依照这个次序的话，我们就不能够如实的去观它们。然后要观这个的话呢，我们还必须具备另外一个很重要的条件，就是要有足够的定力。如果我们的定力不够强的话，我们就不能够看到看到那些门，也不能够看到那个心路过程。所以呢，我们就不能够，如果没有足够的定力的话，我们就不能够关照这些心路过程里面每一个心是刹那里面的那些心跟它和它相应升起的明法。
If you get this ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality together with consciousness, then you must continue to this dependent origination. After that, you can practice vipassana systematically. This is Chaitanya-upasana. After Chaitanya-upasana, Buddha teaches Dhamma-upasana.In the Manupasana, number one, five hindrances. Number two, seven pujanga, enlightenment pathas. After that, Buddha teaches 12 ayarana matha, five aggregate matha, four noble truth matha, etc. As a general, if we say this Manupasana explains all materiality and mentality,Among five aggregates, the aggregate Rupa Khanda, the aggregate of materiality is materiality. The aggregate of feeling, the aggregate of perception, the aggregate of formations, and the aggregate of consciousness, these four aggregates are mentality. Only materiality and mentality. Then Buddha teaches two days on dependent origination. After that,Then Buddha teaches to practice Vipassana systematically. Therefore, there are four foundations of mindfulness, Satipatthana. However, in every Satipatthana, you must try to discern ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and dependent origination. They are same.Vrinanupasana also say, Chaitanupasana also say, Dhammanupasana also say. So, because of this reason, if you practice any Satipatthana, you can become arhat. Because in every Satipatthana, you must discern ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality and dependent origination. The objects are same.Because of this reason, if you understand four foundations of mindfulness clearly, according to Buddha's teaching, then you will understand four foundations of mindfulness, four types of satipatthana are all same. They have same meaning.
如果我们能够观照究竟色法，然后能够观照究竟明法，包括那个心事的话，那么接下来我们必须进一步修行缘起。在观照缘起过后呢，我们才有系统的修行观禅，这个是心念处。然后教了心念处过后，佛陀也教法念处。这法是指什么呢？它是指五盖、七觉知、十二处、五蕴、是圣地， 那一般来说呢，这个法念处就是包含了名色法。在五蕴当中呢，色蕴是属于色法，然后受想行识这四个蕴呢是属于名法，所以五蕴呢其实也就是指名色法而已。然后过后呢，佛陀教导我们如何观照缘起，然后在教导观照缘起过后呢，佛陀才教导怎样有系统的修行观禅。所以一共有四个念处，然后呢，在每一个念处里面，我们都必须要观照究竟名色法和缘起啊。所以其实每一个念处的内容呢是一样的，在受念处、心念处和法念处里面也是一样，所以如果我们修行任何一个念处，我们都能够证得阿罗汉道果，因为在每一个念处里面呢，我们都必须要观照究竟名色法和缘起法，所以这些目标呢都是一样的。所以如果我们能够根据佛陀教法很清楚的明白什么是四念处的话，我们就明白其实四念处是一样的，他们都有同样的含义。
One foundation Satipatthana, Four foundations of mindfulness. There are three pedas. These three pedas are very important for every meditator. Number one, Adabi, Adin. Number two, Sambhajana,discerning knowledge, discerning, or clear comprehension. Number three, mindful. These three pedas are very important. One practice is Satipatthana. If you have no mindfulness on your meditation object, can you attain jhana? Can you attain jhana? You forget always your meditation object.Is it possible to attain jhana? Is it possible to understand dhamma? Because you have no mindfulness. They discerning sampajjhana. They translate in different ways. Sometimes they translate clear comprehension. Sometimes they translate as discerning.Actually, this is understanding the teaching. When Buddha teaches anapana, long breath, short breath, the whole breath body, tranquilizing of breath, they must understand. But what is long breath? What is short breath? He do not understand well how he can practice. What is the whole breath body?I do not understand what is the meaning of the whole body, how they can practice. So that understanding or discerning or clear comprehension about the teaching, it is very important. Most important then is adabhi. That adabhi means you must be able to burn defilements. You must not be.Bent by defilements. This is very important. I only burn the defilements. Go away. I never remember my home. Such type of strong effort is necessary, strong energy to remove unwholesome dhammas, to accumulate wholesome dhammas. This is very important. So these three pedas, number one, adabhi, adhyaNumber two, sambhajana, discerning. Number three, sadhima, mindfulness. These three pedas are very important for you while practicing satipatthana.
在修行四念处的时候，有三个因素对每一个禅修者来讲都是非常重要的。第一个因素是阿达比， 就是热忱。第二个因素是Sampajana，就是正知。第三个因素是Satima，就是正念。这三个因素，如果对于要修行念处来讲呢，是非常重要的。如果我们对于这个禅修的目标没有正念的话，我们能够证得禅，我们能够证得禅那吗？如果我们一直对这个禅修的目标啊，忘了这个禅修的目标的话，我们能够证得禅那吗？我们能够了解法吗？啊，不能。所以第一个因素是正念，第二个因素是正知，这个三八加那。正知也可以翻译为明觉啊，他不管是正知还是明觉，他的意思是他能够了知这个教法。当佛陀在教这个恩波念的时候，佛陀讲到长习、短习、全习，然后把这个让那个习宁静下来。我们必须要能够了解这些。长习、短习、全习跟这个让那个习宁静下来。如果我们不能够了解什么是长习，不能够了解什么是短习，不能够了解什么是全习，整道呼吸啊，那么我们讲修行呢？啊，我们要讲才能够修行呢？所以我们对于这个教法的了解是非常重要的。然后还有一个更加重要的是阿达比，就是热忱。我们必须要有这个热忱去烧掉这个烦恼啊，我们不能够反过来给这个烦恼烧我们，所以我们必须要有那个决心，说我要把这些烦恼给烧掉啊，我不要去想到我的家。所以我们要必须要有很强的精进力，想要培育善法啊，这是很重要的。所以这三个因素，就是热忱、正知和正念呢，在以修行念处来讲是非常重要的。
While practicing Satipatthana, you must already remove two types of important defilements. What are they? Number one, avijja, covetousness.Number two, dvamanasa, displeasure. One practice is Satipatthana, tears are coming up. Is it good? Covetousness is attachment, very subtle attachment to what? You may understand. So, subtle attachment to different objects you must remove.This subtle attachment you must accept. No. All defilements you must remove. One practice is Satipatthana. If you cannot remove all defilements, they will disturb your meditation practice. Because of this reason, as an example, only Buddha shows avijja, vinaya, logya, avijja, dvamanasa. Having removed,covetousness in displeasure in the world. This is for example only. You must remove all defilements, all unwholesome demands, all discursive thinkings, all chattering minds. One practice is four types of Satipatthana.
在修行念处的时候，我们必须先已经去除了两种烦恼。是哪两种烦恼？第一个是贪欲，第二个呢是忧恼。在修行念处的时候啊，有些人会流，如果在修行念处的时候我们流眼泪的话，那样好不好呢？啊，那是不好的。在这里这个他的贪欲，这个在这里他的巴利文是阿比加。阿比加是微细的执着，就是对于各种不同目标有微细的执着，这个是不好的。
我们必须去除它。但是真正的我们是在修行的时候，我们必须要去除所有的烦恼。如果我们并能够去除种种的烦恼，这些每一个烦恼呢都能够干扰我们的修行。所以在这里佛陀讲提到两个呢，就是对世间的贪欲和忧恼呢，其实佛陀在这样讲的时候只是举一个例子而已。所以佛陀讲说我们必须先去除了贪欲和忧恼。那么但是这个因为这个只是例子而已，所以事实上呢我们应该去除所有的烦恼，比如讲说我们那个种种的妄念，然后我们会跟自己讲话的那种心这些在我们修行思念处的时候呢，我们也要把它们去除。
Let us know our Dhamma talk today. If there is any question relating to this Dhamma talk, you can ask.
今天禅师的开示就到这里为止。那如果大家有对这堂开示有问题的，有什么疑问的话大家可以发问。
This is Samatha only. In Kayanupasana session, Buddha teaches two ways, Samatha and Vipassana. I'm telling only, emphasizing Vipassana only. While practicing Samatha, you must pay attention to concept as object. Especially, for example, while practicing Anapana, you must first try to understand long breath, short breath,the whole body of breath and tranquilizing of the breath. When the breath is very subtle, as well as concentration is very deep, the breath will become nimitta. This is concept. Taking this nimitta as object, if you practice systematically, you can attain up to fourth jhana stage. This is finished. This is samatha meditation. After that, Buddha teaches vipassana.One, teaching Vipassana, number one. Iti ijadhava gaya gaya nubhasi viharadi. Bhidhava gaya gaya nubhasi viharadi. Ijadhava bhidhava gaya gaya nubhasi viharadi. Thus he abides contemplating body and the body internally. He abides contemplating the body and the body externally.And he abides contemplating the body and the body both internally and externally. This is the beginning stage of Vipassana. I'm emphasizing this part only. But I had already taught Samatha in Vipassana and Kayana Vipassana Buddha teaches. In this case, body, what is body Kaya? Venerable Sariputta explained in his Parisambhita Magga,Dwi kaya, nama kaya, rupa kaya, mental body and material body. But both internally and externally. Internally alone not enough. You must also discern externally. What is the reason? What is the reason? I will explain later. Okay, you can sit on chair, no problem.
刚才曼蒂摩尼亚问的问题大概是这样，他说：“禅师刚才解释，在每一个念处里面呢，我们都必须要观照究竟设法，观照明法。”他问说：“这样是不是？他的了解是不是正确？”那么他有讲到说，在这个念处里面有教这个。这个大念处经里面有讲到这个安波念，这个安波念，我们这样继续修行上去呢，就可以
达到高层次的观禅。但是在修这个安般念的时候呢，我们必须要观这个禅相，然后这个禅当定力比较深的时候呢，我们要观这个禅相，但是这个禅相呢，它是一个概念法。那么这样的话呢，我们在那个时候应该怎样去观照究竟明色法？然后禅师的回答是这样，禅说这个在这个阶段修的安般念只是属于止禅，在这个身念处理，佛陀教导的有两种禅法，一个是止禅，一个是观禅。那么刚才讲的那个他讲的那个安般念阶段呢，是属于止禅而已。在修行止禅的时候呢，我们必须比如讲这个安般念呢，我们必须要观这个概念法而已。所以在修行安般念的时候呢，我们必须要了解什么是长习，什么是短习，什么是全习，然后怎样使这个习宁静下来。那当这个习这个呼吸呢很微细的时候我们的定力就会变得我们专注它的话，我们定力会变得越来越深然后定力够深的时候呢，这个呼吸就会变成禅相这个禅相呢只是一个概念法而已。那么以这个概念法这个禅相作为目标，我们很有系统的修行的话，我们可以真的初禅、二禅、三禅、四禅。那么到四禅呢，那是最终止禅最终的阶段。然后过后呢，佛陀有继续教这个观禅。佛陀教导我们要安住于观照内在的身为身，安住于观照外在的身为身，安住于观照内在和外在的身为身，这是观禅的开始阶段。那刚才禅师给的开示是着重于解释这一个部分，但是之前的禅师也有讲过佛陀在这个身念处里面教导两种禅法，就是止禅和观禅两种。那么在这里讲到的身是什么呢？关于这个身呢，舍利弗尊者有解释舍利弗尊者解释说，身是指色身和名身。但是关于这个名色身呢，我们也要观照内外两种。如果我们只是观照内在的名色身的话，那是不够的，我们也要观照外在的名色身那是什么原因呢接下来禅师会解释。
What is the reason for discerning externally? Many meditators not only have attachment to their own body but also attachment to external body. Is it true? This is problem. Vipassana, especially Vipassana, is contemplation of this ultimate materiality and mentality as anicca, dukkha and ananda. This ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality and their causes are called sankhara formations. These sankhara formations are the object of Vipassana. As soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly, so they are anicca. You must contemplate them as anicca. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha, suffering. There is no permanent entity, permanent substance, or permanent ada, so they are ananda, non-self. If you contemplate as anicca, that anicca contemplation can destroy conceit temporary only. Conceit mana. If you contemplate them as dukkha suffering, that dukkha contemplation can destroy attachment temporary. This is mine, this is mine. Is it true? That grasping is called tanha attachment, nigandhi. That nigandhi attachment can destroy this by dukkha contemplation. Why? They are always oppressed by rising in passing way. As other than he clearly understands, they are oppressing. So suffering, because of this reason, attachment can remove temporarily. If they contemplate these formations as another non-self, then perception of other disappear temporarily. However, vipassana, if you contemplate internally only, then vipassana can remove attachment, conceit, wrong view, or perception of other internally only, but not externally. If you contemplate externally, formations as anicca, dukkha, anatta, other than only, you can destroy the definements, conceit, attachment, and perception of other, temporarily, externally only. So this is the power of vipassana. If the vipassana contemplate only rupa, materiality, then attachment to rupa only, vipassana can destroy. This is also temporarily only. If you contemplate mentality as anicca, dukkha, anatta, then vipassana insight can destroy the defilements temporarily or mentality only. So this is the power of vipassana. Because of this reason, Buddha teaches to contemplate both internally and externally. But although this is temporarily can destroy the defilements, when this vipassana insight becomes mature, at the end of matured vipassana insight, path and fruition knowledge can arise. If there is no vipassana, path and fruition knowledge cannot arise. When path and fruition knowledge arise, taking nirvana as object, at that time only path knowledge can destroy defilements completely without remainder. To be reinforcing karma or decisive supporting cause for path and fruition knowledge, you must practice vipassana systematically. Because of this reason, Buddha teaches one practicing vipassana to discern ultimate materiality and mentality both internally and externally. However, when you are practicing samatha, you must not concentrate on the ultimate materiality and mentality, especially when practicing anapana meditation. Other than you must take as your meditation object concept such as anapana nimitta. However, if you want to practice immaterial jhanas, there are two immaterial jhanas that take ultimate reality as object. Number one is number six immaterial jhana, the base of boundless consciousness jhana. That jhana consciousness take the number five jhana, the base of boundless space consciousness as meditation object. And then number eight jhana, the base of neither perception nor non-perception jhana. That jhana take the number seven jhana, the base of nothingness jhana consciousness as object. They are ultimate mentalities. So such type of samatha meditations are also there, but except such type of meditation, many samatha meditation subjects take concept as object. However, when practicing vipassana, if you want to practice kayanipassana, at the beginning you can emphasize materiality, but materiality alone not enough. You must also discern mentality. So because of this reason, Vinayaka Sariputta explains this kaya is both mentality and materiality.
为什么我们也要关照外在呢？因为如果因为 为什么我们也要关照外在呢？因为有许多的禅修者，其实每一个禅修者，他们不只是执着自己的身体而已，他们也执着外在的身体，这是一个很大的问题。所以在修行观禅的时候，我们观照究竟名色法为无常苦我，这个究竟名色法和他们的因呢，产生名究竟名色法的因呢，我们称为行法。这行法呢，就是观禅的目标。这些行法呢，它一旦升起，它就坏灭，所以它们是无常的。然后这些行法不断的受到生灭呢的逼迫，所以它们是苦的。然后这些行法里面呢，没有永恒的实质，也没有一个长存的我，所以它是无我的。那如果我们观照这些行法为无常的话，我们就能够暂时的断除我慢。如果我们观照这些行法为苦的话，这个观照苦的观智呢，能够暂时的断除执着，就是断除这个我智。比如讲说，我们会想说，这是我的，这些是我的，那是真的吗？是这种执着你看地，在我们观照苦的时候呢，就能够暂时的去除这种执着，说这个是我的，那个是我的，因为那个观智能够看到，我们的行法呢，那些行法呢，是不断受到这个生灭而生灭的逼迫的，所以他们是苦的，所以他能够暂时的去除这个贪着。那么在我们观照行法为无我的时候呢，这个观照无我的观智呢，能够暂时去除我想。那么如果我们只是观照内在而已，那么我们的观智就能够去除关于内在名色法的我慢、我执跟我见，但是并不能够去除对于外在的我慢、我执跟我见。只有在我们观照外在的名色法的时候，在那个时候，那个观智才能够去除对于外在的烦恼，就是我慢、我执和我见。所以那个时候呢，那个观智能够暂时的去除对外在的我慢、我执、我见。所以这个是观禅的力量。在我们观照色法为无常苦无我的时候呢，这个观智能够暂时去除对色法的执着。在我们观照名法为无常苦无我的时候，那个观智能够暂时去除对名法的执着。这个是观禅的力量。所以佛陀教导我们要观照内在和外在两者。虽然这个观智只能够暂时的去除那些烦恼，但是当这个观智成熟的时候，在观智的尾端会升起道果智。如果我们不修行观禅的话，圣道跟圣果都不能够升起。那么当这个圣道果升起取涅槃为目标的时候，那个圣道呢就能够根除永远的根除那些烦恼。所以这些观智它是一种助缘支柱的力量，让我们能够支柱我们让这个圣道果能够升起。所以我们也必须要很有系统的修行这个观禅。所以佛陀教导我们呢，要观照内在和外在两者。然后在我们修行止禅的阶段呢，我们并没有去观照究竟的名色法， 因为一般上呢，我们都是取观念或者的概念为目标，但是在修行止禅的时候呢，有两种止禅，就是有两种的无色禅呢，他们的目标是究竟法来的，一个呢是第六个禅，也就是四无边处。四无边处禅呢，它是取第五种禅，就是空无边处的心为目标。然后另外一个呢是第八个禅啊，就是非想非想非想非非想处，它取的目标是第七种禅，就是无所有处的心为目标啊，所以他们取的目标是究竟明法。只有这两这样的禅止禅呢，才取究竟法为目标。那其他的呢，许多止禅的业处呢，都是取啊概念法为目标。然而在我们修行观禅的时候，比如讲说我们修行生念处的时候，这个在修行生念处的时候，我们必须要观照这个色法，但是只是观照色法并不足够，我们也要观照明法。所以舍利佛尊者才解释我们有两种身，就是明身和色身。
OK OK sharing very sharing very idame punya asvakya mahahodu idame punya nibbanasa pachyo hodu idame punya sabhasadhanamBhajema Tisabhi Mesama Punya Bhagam Labhandu Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu